one great story that I've been following for a couple of weeks now is this guy over a decade ago got a note from a classmate in class. And it says, open on April 11th, 2021 at 11.09 p.m.
Oh, is this that YouTuber Cherry Pie or something?
I guess. So
yeah, he's a YouTuber. He did this on YouTube.
So somebody gave him a note over a decade ago that said, do not open this note until 2021.
4/11/2020. Who keeps things that long? Like, I threw out everything from like a year ago. Who keeps stuff that long?
But if somebody left you a note that said, open this 2021 at 11:29, maybe you don't keep it, but maybe you put it in a drawer.
Mm-hmm. And then pick up your phone and set a reminder? Like, how do you remember?
Right. I don't know. Would you open it a decade ago or would you have waited till 2021?
I literally would have, the minute the person walked out of the room, I would have opened it then. There's no way I was waiting. If you hand me a note and say, don't open this until April 11th, 2042. I'd be like, okay, thank you so much. Open it right up.
Yeah, that's like a Marty McFly thing, though. Marty McFly couldn't open the letter until 1986.
Yeah, but that's a movie.
You're not in a movie. You're not going to do that.
No, I'm not in a movie. And also, like, you know, maybe I'll be dead by then. Who knows if I was going to still be alive in 2021? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to.
You'll never know what's in the note.
Exactly. I would never take the risk. Also, what if it's something that you needed to say to me, but you were afraid to say to me? Maybe it's like, I've always been in love with you and I'm never going to find that out until 2021 as you're walking out the door. No, I'm opening it now.
Okay.
Now.
But this guy is a guy that, you know, respects his friends and does exactly what they ask on the note. Open on April 11th, 2021 at 11:29 p.m.
Okay. So, 11:29 p.m. He was given a time.
He
as
was
well.
Given an exact time and an exact date to open that note. So what he did is he started a Reddit thread a couple of weeks ago and said, I have this letter and I've been following it because I like you, are saying, dude, just open it now.
Right.
You know, I'm dying to know what's in this note. So
were people guessing? People were guessing what was in the note?
Yeah. Everybody had their own guess on what it is, but this was last night at 11:29 p.m.
Wait, before you tell me, I want to hear what some of the guesses were.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to bring that up.
But I'd love if one of the guesses was like, I don't know, Biden's going to be president. You know, something that's like, there's no way you could have known all those years ago.
Okay, what
something
do you think?
Weird.
You're thinking that the person said, "I've always been in love with you, and now you know."
I slept with your sister.
So it's something bad.
I would think it was something like, it depends on the friend. Like, I have friends that are like, this is a deep, dark secret they've always wanted to tell me, but they're going to wait 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the friend. I have some friends that would just like, you know, write inside, I don't know, guess what, chicken butt.
I've been carrying this freaking letter around for 10 years and guess what, chicken butt.
Right. And then I have other friends that would be like, you know, like, your mother's my mother. Something. I don't know. Just like, who knows what the deep, dark secret could potentially be.
Right.
It depends on the friend.
I slept with your sister.
Right.
And I probably could have left that note for a couple of friends of mine. Excuse me, Ricky. No, I won't. So this guy had a videotape out last night. So we're going to find out exactly what was in this letter that I've been waiting 2 weeks now to find out what's in this letter.
What salacious thing?
So you ready?
This note. Yeah, I'm ready.
Find out what's open this.
Okay, open on. He's opening it up.
Okay, so he's going to open it backwards. So you're not going to know yet.
Fully opened. It's on the camera.
So what's on the front? What's on the front?
Okay, he's going to turn around to the camera and it says, What's up? That is the meanest trick to do to somebody. Can you imagine?
What's up? It just says, what's up? It's like, dude, this whole Reddit thread has been going on because
for weeks,
to find out what's in this note. And now we know it's just what's up.
The Reddit thread is so much more interesting than what it ended up being.
And that's why I bring it up, because I've been waiting with anticipation for this the whole time. And now it's nothing good.
Oh, sorry, Anthony. That sucks.
Yeah. So at least I have closure on it.
One of my favorite stories was on Reddit this week. One of these subreddits where it was kind of like, it wasn't an am I the asshole, but it was one of those, it should have been, because it was a really good, you know, AITA story. Okay. So here's what the dude says. The dude's talking about the fact that he doesn't like to fly. Like, he's afraid to fly. He's always been afraid to fly. And his bosses were like, listen, you have to fly to wherever. I mean, the guy's been vaccinated. He's not concerned about that part. But, you know, he's afraid of flying. So they said, listen, to make this trip more amenable to you, and it is COVID, you know, we're going to buy you two seats. That way you'll have the aisle seat and the middle seat. So nobody will sit next to you. Mm-hmm. You'll have plenty of room to stretch out. It'll make you feel a little less anxious. You know, it's like, dude, instead of buying him two seats, just get him a first class ticket if you're trying to be nice. But okay, fine. So they buy him two seats. And I don't know if you've ever been on a plane that's not very crowded, but what I've noticed happens, this has been happening forever. The minute the plane takes off, people start like playing musical chairs. Mm. They go and they sit with their friend. Maybe like you bought a seat and your mother's sitting like four rows in front of you, but the seat next to her is available. So now suddenly you go sit there. Like, we've all done it. We've all like moved around on planes and whatever. So he's sitting there on his end, and there's this like teenage girl at the end looking out the window. He's like, great, like innocuous teenage girl. This is not, I'm totally not stressed out. This is awesome. I got the seat between us. I'm happy. COVID, whatever. Right before the plane takes off, right before they'd say like buckle in, this woman, this like older woman, comes and sits down on his seat and goes, oh, I'm so glad this seat ended up being available. I want to sit next to my daughter. And he's like, I'm sorry, that's my seat. And she's like, wait, no, but you're sitting in the aisle. This one's available. You can't sit in two seats. He's like, no, but I bought two seats. And she's like, well, what's the big deal? Like, I want to sit here with my teenage daughter, like for the flight. And he's like, but you don't understand. Like, these are my seats. Like, right. I bought these seats.
My invisible friend, Jonathan, is sitting right here. You cannot sit.
You just sat on him.
Oh, you
just sat on Jonathan.
You bitch. You killed Jonathan.
Now he's flat standing.
Now I'm calling the lady to deplane you because you killed Jonathan.
Well, that's what he did. So he ended up calling the flight attendant and saying, listen, this is not this woman's seat. She was sitting over there. This is a seat that my company purchased for me. And you know what? Frankly, it's COVID. I don't want somebody sitting right on top of me. That's why we bought two seats. And they made the woman move. And people around them that were listening to the conversation, the whole like fight going on, were like saying to the guy, you know, what the hell, dude? Like, let the woman sit there next to her daughter. What's your problem? Like, nothing's going to happen to you. You'll be fine. So None he was basically, business. Yeah. So he was like, mind your business. It's COVID. That these are my seats. So who is right in this situation?
He's right. He owns both seats, and Jonathan's sitting there. I'm not moving off of that. My friend Jonathan, what, you can't see him? The hell are you talking about? That's Jonathan. I've known him since I was four. He's been right here. He goes with me everywhere. And that is why I take Charlie McCarthy doll on planes with me, or Baby Yoda, and I put them in the seat. So then you can't sit there.
So nobody's ever walked over to you and said, hey, can you?
No, Baby Yoda's sitting there. You can't sit there. It's Baby Yoda's chair.
But have you bought two seats?
No, but I'm saying if I did, that's what I would do. I should have. The many, many, many times I had to sit in the middle row flying back to New York. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that's, I mean, he should have bought like a, I don't know, like a dummy. Like, you know when you want to go in the HOV lane and there are those big dummies you can buy and put them in the passenger seat.
Yeah, the Baby Yoda, he's sitting right here.
There you go. That's Baby Yoda's seat.
Baby
Sorry.
Baby Yoda's seat. Can't have it, Baby Yoda. So he's chilling. He's a real person. By the way, bring him a Coke. He He's very thirsty and he wants peanuts. So
I love that you always have a Baby Yoda on hand.
I have like three right now. So if I don't have Baby Yoda right here, I can reach up and grab the Mandalorian, but he's still in the box. Because I'm not taking him out of the box. Yeah, I have these all over the place. Okay, so bowling. Bowling is not fun to watch on TV.
I don't know if you're really into bowling, it is.
No, not really. I mean, it's no. But this happened yesterday, and I think it's kind of cool because this doesn't happen too often when you're watching bowling happen on TV or in real life.
Okay.
This really never happens. You know,
I think there's so many processes to becoming a champion on this tour.
Okay, so it's a dude with the word hammer on his shirt.
Right.
Is that his name?
Yeah. The great thing about bowling.
Okay, he's bowling, and there he goes, and the ball.
The great thing about bowling is you really don't have to be in good shape.
That's true. Yeah, that guy is not in good shape.
You're not going to the gym. You're not working out to be a bowler. You can just wear anything you want, and you can be overweight. They don't
drink a beer. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They don't care. So he's a good bowler, though, because watch it. Again, look at that.
Oh, he's got a split. Okay, he's got an 8 split.
This has only been knocked down 2 times on TV.
Really?
In history.
Are you serious? I feel like I've been bowling since I was a kid. I've seen people get the 7-10 split.
Not during a tournament like
a professional tournament.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
I think it only happens on movies. It doesn't happen in real life.
Okay.
So they're like, yeah, this dude's screwed. He just lost. There's no way he can pick this up.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times.
3 times.
Okay.
Of professional bowling.
Ooh.
On TV.
All right, not good. So 7-10 split.
Oh, I can't do it.
He did it.
He got the 7-10! He did it!
Everyone's going crazy.
It's the ginger assassin.
The ginger assassin.
Oh yeah, I forgot he's a ginger. We left that part out. The ginger assassin. And if he gets a 7-10 split, he's the ginger assassin.
Look at that.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Rate. If you believe it, you can do it. Guaranteed Rate.
This is awesome. I love the fact that
I believe bowling. The ginger assassin can drop the 7. Look at that.
Oh,
that's great. Man.